In this five-part series, John Mack, author of a book, Preserve Them, O Lord, accurately contrasts an Orthodox understanding of marriage with a Western Christian understanding of marriage as a contract. Every priest has had the experience of realizing he is as much preaching to himself as anyone. Curiously, when this happens, it often also happens that the same priest hears from one or two parishioners, "I felt you had singled me out and were preaching to me." As I say, curious. As it turns out, John Mack was preaching to himself, then as a priest, as much as to anyone. A few years after this series of dramatic and effective, but disturbingly triumphalistic presentations, Father John left the Orthodox Church to become an Eastern Rite Roman Catholic priest. He explained that our decision was not made in haste, but only after a long and intense internal and familial debate. We had to struggle with our own deeply sectarian, us versus them, perspective that we brought with us into Orthodoxy from our Protestant roots. Let me repeat, he said, with emphasis, this sectarian attitude was brought by us into Orthodoxy. I do not believe that it is natural to Orthodoxy. We finally realized that the only way we could put our own sectarianism to death was to enter into communion with the Apostolic Church of the West, while continuing our spiritual journey within the Eastern Orthodox spiritual and sacramental traditions. Within the next 2 years, Father John left the priesthood altogether, and he and his wife were divorced. And this is a very great spiritual tragedy. Let no one dare cast stones. Spiritual triumphalism has no place in marriage, or really in Orthodoxy itself. This is probably one of the few, perhaps only places, these exceptional presentations can still be heard. They are an embarrassment to some. I offer them as an accurate, if at times overwrought, explanation of the difference between an Orthodox and a Western vision of marriage. I also offer them with a caution. Orthodox Christian marriage ought to be entered into in a spirit at least as serious as that into which monasticism is entered. It is a spiritual calling. It is far more than legal marriage.